Their first book from CNN Politics, Unprecedented, The Election That Changed Everything, was written and reported while it happened, a first draft of history, if you will. From an FBI investigation that refused to die to allegations of sexual assault to an outcome that surprised even the victor, the book depicts every jab between a major party's first female presidential nominee and a political neophyte who many discounted. The book features a foreword by CNN's chief Washington correspondent Jay Tapper and an introduction by historian Douglas Brinkley. Unprecedented is edited by veteran political reporter Jody Enda, who joins us on the roundtable this morning. Jody, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
What brought this volume together?
Well, this this book was in the works for more than a year and a half. And in fact, I was hired to edit this book in April of 2015, before we knew who all the candidates would be, long before we knew that Donald Trump was going to be a player in this race. And it was written by Thomas Lake, who is an author based in Atlanta, who had no political experience when he started working on this. And we thought it would be interesting to have somebody who could look at politics from a different perspective than those of us who live and breathe Washington all the time.
And what kind of perspective do you get? Because it seems as though, in looking at the book and, of course, looking at the last couple of weeks and months since Election Day, that we're still trying to figure all of this out.
Well, that is certainly true. I think that one thing that Tom brought to the book was a view of somebody on the outside who really grasped what was going on in the country more than a lot of people in Washington did. I think he got a very strong sense of the anger and anguish in much of America. And that, I think, is captured in the book. A lot of the book is about the people, the voters in America, not just the candidates.
So tell me this story, because I think it says a lot, which is that you have a photographer, a David Hume Kennerly, who you send out to take a photo for the cover of the book. He takes the photo. You include it as the cover of the book, and then the president-elect tweets that he thought it was the most unflattering photo he's ever seen of himself.
That was surprising and also a bit confusing to me, because I wasn't there when the photograph was taken, but my understanding is he actually didn't care for the photo on the first cover that came out in early December. The first version of this book came out in early December and had a portrait of him on election night, not a portrait, a photo of him taken on election night when he was giving his speech. It also had a smaller picture of Hillary Clinton and a couple other pictures, and he told us that he didn't care for that picture. So we agreed to take a portrait for an inaugural edition. And what I was told is that he looked at the picture in David Hume Kennerly's camera and gave it a thumbs up. So I'm not quite sure what changed his mind. I think it's quite a flattering picture of him, and maybe he'll get a framed copy one of these days.
The exact words were, "worst cover photo of me!" exclamation point. The reason I bring it up, because doesn't that sort of tell the story of this election in a nutshell? I mean, because you're writing a book about the election, about how it changed everything, and the result of that change is that this is what we're talking about.
Well, as you know, Donald Trump has a very unique relationship with the media, and I think this does reflect that. He ran a very media-savvy campaign. He really knew how to play the media. At the same time, he was attacking us, and that hasn't changed. Even as president-elect, he's continued to call the media dishonest and disgusting, and he seems to be laying the groundwork, as he did during the campaign, for people to not believe us. And I think that is a great problem going forward. The photo is maybe a small example of that, and it's it's not important. But I think what's more important is how he talks about the news going forward, the news that is reported by journalists who spend day and night trying to get the truth to report to the American people and indeed the world. And I think there is some concern that the value of journalism is being denigrated.
You include on the back of the book a quote from his address given after the election night results came in early in the morning of November 9th. "Now it's time for America to bind the wounds of division. To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together as one united people. It's time. I pledge to every citizen of our land that I will be president for all Americans." I look at that and I say, well, have we seen that in the last several weeks?
That's a good question. The bigger question, of course, is are we going to see that starting January 20th?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of question. A lot of people in America are not feeling like their wounds are being tended to. As we saw immediately after the election, there were a lot of protests. I think there is, to steal the title of the book, an unprecedented amount of work being done by advocacy groups to prepare for this presidency. We don't normally see that before a president takes office. I think people are really preparing to make their cases against his policies. At the same time, he is pledging to undo an awful lot of what his predecessor has accomplished. Many of the things that President Obama considers his major achievements are on the chopping block, starting with Obamacare, but certainly not ending there. So I do think that you're right. A lot of people are feeling agitated and are feeling like, you know, they're waiting for their new president to hear them. At the same time that his supporters feel like finally somebody is listening to us. Because, to be fair, many of them felt that they had not been heard for years until Donald Trump came along.
The book does include essays and contributions from many CNN regulars, David Axelrod, Dana Bash, Carl Bernstein, Gloria Borger, Scotty Nell Hughes, Van Jones, Jeffrey Ward, Anna Navarro, Brian Stetler. So friends and foe alike that are included in the book. I would assume that all of them would agree, supporter or not supporter or unbiased third party, that all of them would agree that they have never seen an election, and as the book again suggests, unprecedented.
I think you're right about that. I don't think there are many people in America, or maybe there is nobody in America, who would suggest that we have seen the likes of this election before. It was unpredictable. It was totally unique in that we had a candidate who had no government or military experience, who ended up winning, and he won in his own way. He did not follow the kinds of scripts that politicians usually follow. He insulted a lot of people along the way, and he energized a different group of people along the way. He took shots at war heroes. He took shots at Gold Star families. He took shots at all kinds of ethnic and racial groups, and that did not seem to matter to a lot of people. I think for any other candidate, any of those things could have killed a candidacy. They did not when Donald Trump was the one saying them. So, yeah, it's totally unprecedented.
I certainly don't look to put you as the spokesperson for the CNN news organization, but I am.
That's a good thing.
But I am curious as to how, I mean, CNN, along with many other news organizations, have taken, as you mentioned, have taken a lot of shots, not only from the president-elect, but from his supporters as well. and say, and we'll even say that part of the blame goes on the shoulders of news organizations such as CNN. I'm curious as to what kind of conversations you think of the people who took part in this book. Of have we had time, and this really goes back to the early question that I asked, have we had time to reflect and fully understand what goes forward as of January 20th, and in covering a very unprecedented and unusual former candidate, now president?
I think we're still trying to digest that. I can tell you that not only CNN, but many major news organizations are beefing up their White House staff to prepare for this unusual administration. I think that reporters don't really know what to expect. This was not a campaign that communicated with us in the way that other campaigns do, and it's probably unlikely to be a White House that communicates with us the way that other White Houses do. I've covered two White Houses. I covered Bill Clinton and I covered George W. Bush. And in both cases, the presidents and the White Houses didn't love the media, but they respected us. They talked to us. They didn't tell us everything we wanted to know when we wanted to know it. But we had a, I think, healthy adversarial relationship with them. I think the same's been true of the Obama administration. And my hope would be that once they get in office, the Trump administration will treat us similarly and that we will treat them fairly, as we have tried to do with other administrations.
Jody Enda is the editor of the new book, Unprecedented, The Election That Changed Everything, a book by Thomas Lake with a foreword by Jake Tapper and an introduction by Douglas Brinkley. It's a CNN book. Jody, thank you very much for being with us. Great pleasure.
Thank you.
Very nice to have you on the program. Again, the name of the book, Unprecedented, The Election That Changed Everything. It's the 2017 inaugural edition. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.